for other environments, if you put carbon in a different environment, it bonds differently with different bond angles. You start out, you can describe all these bonds with the same starting point, the 2s, the 2px, the 2py, the 2pz. That's the starting point. And what you do is you generate a linear combination of atomic orbitals, and you look for which combination lowers the energy for this molecule. And for molecules like ethene, then what carbon does is it forms bonds in the plane that are 120 degrees apart from each other, and then the PZ orbital is just left over and sticks out of the plane like this. So for sp2 hybrids, you start out with those four wave functions, and you use three of them, the 2s and the 2px and the 2py, to form the 120 degree angles in a plane, and the fourth one just stays the PZ orbital and it sticks out of the plane. This is what you have in graphene. Graphene is very fashionable now in physics, right? The Nobel Prize was awarded in 2010 for studies of graphene. It's the black stuff in pencils. It's not really a very exotic material, but it has, it turns out, interesting electronic properties. And also a lot of molecules involving carbon bond like this. So when we look at this molecule, there's a carbon here, there's a hydrogen out there. That's an S bond. It's got it's cylindrically symmetric around the bond. And this bond between these two carbons, it's a double bond. There's an S bond, and then these PZ orbitals form a pi bond. A sigma bond, sorry. This is a sigma bond, this is a sigma bond. And then they also form a pi bond, and that gives the double bond that you see at the top. I have it written up there. So the bond between the hydrogen and the carbon is a sigma bond, a single bond, and it's between the s orbital on the hydrogen and an sp2 orbital on the carbon. The sp2 orbital is, the three of them stick out at 120 degrees, but they're symmetric around the interatomic axis in that plane, so they're sigma bonds.